Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Academic Aesthetic with Aaron Smith, your host. This is episode 82, possibly 82A if I record another podcast while we're bowling this afternoon or evening. And I am sitting here next to somebody who you may be familiar with, the one, the only Josh something or other. I know your name that, Josh Wolf. I was going to try to make it a joke, but it failed miserably, so let's all laugh at the art guy and move on. Now, Josh is known for his webisodes where he got to go all around the Pacific Rim, which is kind of cool. And Josh, is there any real highlights, like what's the most memorable experience you had when you were doing it?
Thanks, New York guy. Really psyched to be here right now with you. Your joke was funny. I laughed. One of the most memorable moments while traveling with the show Five Takes on the Pacific Rim was paragliding. And you saw that webisode yesterday. It was a great chance to explore the feeling of G-force. We jumped off a cliff off this mountain and glided for about 10 minutes into the city of Queenstown. And ironically, we actually landed in a schoolyard. But that's their landing strip, I guess.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. And it just to float 3,000 feet above the surface of the earth and just to experience it instead of, jumping out of an airplane is just amazing. That was one of the most memorable moments. Melbourne, Australia, which is amazing. I love the city.
That's excellent. Now, you didn't just do this for the fun of it. We all know it was fun. But you didn't just do this for the fun of it. You did this for the educational value of it.
Sure.
And I was interested in your insight for how you'd like to see these videos used in the classroom.
Well, that's a very good point. It was my goal to make these videos, of course, first of all, educational, but also to give them a sense of longevity, where they could be fed into unitedstreaming.com and be a resource for future students in the future. I do have 6 webisodes that have not been edited yet, so I'm not going to cite those, but I will say that some of them are science-based, others are social studies-based, and they can be used as extensions in any subject, I think. Teachers should show them for any reason.
Okay. Yeah, I know I myself use your tropical zoo video a lot in the classroom, especially when they're learning about different animals from around the world.
I loved making the video, but it was a great chance for me to explore different marsupials. And I know, kids like learning about different marsupials. For example, the kangaroo is a marsupial, but also flying squirrel is a marsupial. Totally different shape, size. Family.
Yeah, and you have to see what a marsupial is. They'll come up with a kangaroo, they know that right away, but
right. They
don't know the koala is also a marsupial.
Yeah, totally true.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. Okay, well, I'm going to turn this off now, so if you have any questions, comments, or criticisms, feel free to email me at theartguy@gmail.com, or you could try to get a hold of Jeff at
Josh.
I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness.
The art guy doesn't know my name. How embarrassing is that? Josh, so you could email me through the discoveryeducatorabroad.com website. You can post a comment, question, criticism. Just don't call me Jeff.
I'm sorry. I really am. See, maybe I shouldn't have recorded this live. It should have opened up GarageBand.
It's all right.
Okay. And you can always get a hold of me at my website at academicaesthetic.com. So until next time, see you later.